For Jerusalem Post Radio, this is Michal Meir on the afternoon of Tuesday, 11th of September, the afternoon of what seems to have been an attack on the World Trade Center. With me is one of the architects who helped to design the World Trade Center, Aaron Swirsky, who now lives in Israel.
I just heard that one tower collapsed, and that's incredible because the entire design of the building was designed around that eventuality, that an accident may occur and that a plane may, you know, at that time when it was designed, terrorism wasn't like is today, but there was the possibility of an act. So it was designed like a pipe that structurally, like if you make a hole in a pipe, you know, the entire pipe doesn't collapse, and that's why the main structure is in the perimeter of the building. But now that there's collapse, it's really an incredible thing.
It looks on the footage, what I saw on CNN, that the plane went into the building,
right,
and
yeah,
flew straight into the building.
Through him, right. Yeah.
So you're saying that the building was actually designed to cope with a hole like that and still survive?
Yeah, it was. It was designed like that. Yes, that's what happened. It was the explosion in 1993. If you remember that it opened a big hole on the structure, but it was at the end of the structure, and at that point the intent was to topple the building, to collapse, but because of the design it didn't collapse. But now I mean it's unbelievable. I don't know, it's just
So what could actually cause a building to collapse like that? Would the plane have to have been carrying a large amount of explosives? Could that weaken the structure sufficiently?
Well, you know, one possibility is that at the time when it was designed, also airplanes which were much smaller, and you know, the fact that this was like a very large plane, it could have made the hole much bigger, and that's why it could have collapsed. I mean, that's the only thing I can venture. It was designed like to withstand something like that. And you know, the other thing that is really tragic is that it was designed that each floor by itself, it's sort of like an hermetic unit, that because you know, to evacuate a building like that, it's absolutely a nightmare. You know, it's very, very difficult. You know, imagine, you know, if you're on the 100th stair, you cannot use the elevators when there's an emergency. So imagine going down the stairs. So the way it was designed is that each floor by itself would be like saved by itself. But then, you know, when it collapses, you know, that whole theory goes into smoke. And you know, I've heard a report here that 50,000 people work in those buildings, and that's wrong. It's not 50,000. It's 500,000 people work in those buildings.
You're saying 500,000 people.
500,000 people work in the World Trade Center.
So what would have happened when the plane originally crashed into the building? Would the floors above and below have been all right?
Yes, supposedly that was the theory. That was the theory. The theory behind it is that it was built as a pipe. That if you make a hole in a pipe, you know, the entire pipe doesn't lose its integrity, but it just makes a hole, you know.
So the architects could never have planned for something like this.
No, it's absolutely impossible. I mean, it's absolutely a nightmare.
When the plane actually crashed into the building, does that mean that the floors above the plane would have been sealed off? There was no way for those people to escape?
Right, but then, you know, because of the design, it was assumed that you know, that building doesn't even have sprinklers. There's no sprinkler because it was designed even like for fire, that there were shutters that would shut off the dots, the vertical openings, and that the fire couldn't travel from one floor to the other. I mean, that was the theory of it.
Does that also mean that people couldn't travel from one floor to the other?
That's right. Yeah, no, they couldn't.
So
no,
the people above the people would,
yeah,
be
would act as a refuge, as an area of refuge, because you know, the floors will be sealed off. But then, and then later, you know, once the danger disappears or subsides, then they can be evacuated.
All those people who would have been in the building above the plane would have still have been in the building when it collapsed. They could not have gotten out.
No, definitely no. No, it wasn't designed for that, no.
Aaron Swirsky, thank you very much.
For Jerusalem Post Radio, I'm Michal Meir.